This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by Sovereign Health.
So earlier in the program, Vinny did a news story about 60 Minutes because 60 Minutes featured the Leaning Tower of San Francisco, the Millennium Tower. And so we posted that video on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, and I watched it. And listen, I'm not a homeowner. I just have a studio in the marina, rent controlled. So I don't have these worries. But watching this was giving me anxiety. And one of the last things I saw before I came in here was, I guess they only dug like, you know, 50 or 60 or 70 feet down. Well, according to the story, they were 120 feet short of the bedrock, which is a lot. Yeah. So there was a moment where they were interviewing one of the engineers in the story, and they're like, what can be done? And he's like, I don't know.
I don't know what can be done. If you've ever digged a hole, it's hard, man. I mean, you get 10 feet down, you're like, is this far enough? Because really. Yeah.
I just think that if you're going to put up a tower that's, you know, 300, I don't know, how tall is it?
Right.
I mean, and then you've only gone down 50 feet, it's like, you know, if you do a lot of, if you ever plant a tree, most of the tree's underground as much as is above. It's like that's how it balances itself. It seems like ill-advised to not go down to the bedrock.
The other real interesting thing from the video on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page from 60 Minutes is you can choose how you're going to build your skyscraper. You can choose concrete, cement, or you can choose steel. Mm-hmm. If you choose cement, it's cheaper, mm-hmm. but the weight is so much more than steel. Mm-hmm. And so they went with cement. And that's really hurting them. If they would have gone with steel, it would have been the better choice.
Well, it sounds like they were just cutting corners left and right, but with them only digging down 50 feet. You know, basically you've built a sail that's stuck in mud and
right.
Have fun with that. Like, that's a disaster.
It is. So, everyone, if you want to watch the video, The Leaning Tower of San Francisco.
60 Minutes did a segment on it, and it's where is it?
Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
George Clooney is talking about how he's sort of moving away from acting. He just did Suburbicon, right?
Horrible. F. I give it an F.
He wasn't in that, right? He directed it?
Yeah, he directed it.
Well,
so
he
bad.
Doesn't care that you don't like it.
No one liked it.
Yeah, he doesn't care that if anyone likes it or not. He's a new father of twins, and, you know, Hollywood's not his priority anymore. He says, look, I acted for a long time, and you know, I'm 56. I'm not the guy that gets the girl anymore. Well, yeah, I shouldn't be the guy that gets the girl. But there aren't, let's see. Acting used to be how I paid the rent, but I sold a tequila company for $1 billion. I don't need the money.
Oh.
Which is just a hard thing to hear. In short, he basically, since he had those twins, he sold his tequila company, Casamigos, and they did get $1 billion for it. That was the report, anyway.
Suburbicon is 26% on Rotten Tomatoes. 26.
They actually say it's the worst box office opening for any film he's directed or starred in, Suburbicon. He says he's not worried. I'll make money other ways if I have to. I used to do coffee commercials. He doesn't care.
He did do the Nespresso ads.
Yeah.
He did. So this week, everyone will be reviewing Murder on the Orient Express and Three Billboards.
Which you absolutely loved.
Loved
Three Billboards. Looks like Kim and Kanye are about to move into their Hidden Hills home that they've been working on for like 5 years.
Oh.
They have sold their Bel Air mansion. It's actually Bel Air Crest.
Mm-hmm.
And they got I guess it's the record for the most expensive sale ever in the Bel Air Crest community. They bought the place for $9 million in 2013. And they just sold it for $17.8 million. And I guess it's about an acre. Although it looks like it's maybe on a hill because I can't Unless the house itself is 44,000 square feet. I'm not seeing where the acre is. Maybe it goes down the hill. So when they bought, let's see. When they bought it, they took it down to the studs, rebuilt it as a modern minimalist home. I don't know how much they spent, but obviously, you know, it's them, so millions. The house is 10,000 square feet. And the buyer's a Ukrainian philanthropist who's based in Silicon Valley. Oh. She's pursuing her music career and is moving to L.A. She found the house creative and inspiring. And they closed on it, let's see, about 4 days ago. And now they're moving into their Hidden Hills home. They've been renovating that for several years. And that, I don't know how many acres this property is, but it's humongous. This is a picture of, here's the house they just sold on top. And the bottom picture is the new compound, which is like a sprawling, it looks like 10 houses combined. And that's an under construction photo, so it's not, you know.
Oh, this, I'm like, wait, there's one picture here, Sarah.
That's the house they sold. Ah! And there's the new compound.
Yeah, look at all that land.
On the other side of the
coin. You can really go out in the backyard and number one, can't you?
You really can, Vinny. There's plenty of room. You could dig a trench and have an outhouse out there if you wanted
to. No. You just want to be out in the open. Sure. You don't need a...
Yeah. It's a big property. I don't know how many acres that one is, but...
Right out there in the middle of all that.
Sure. Just stand right in the middle. You can stand in the front yard, the backyard. There's side yards you could stand in.
No hands.
Everything you need. Just
right there.
Whiz it around.
Right.
Just wing around in a circle.
No, you're not trying to mess
water
up
water the flowers.
Clothes. Come on, Sarah.
Well, aren't you naked in this scenario?
No.
You don't just run outside naked and go, I'm free, I'm free.
No, but I think most people are
I'm
with me.
Pee.
I should say guys are with me when they say, you know, if you've got a nice, easy access backyard, sliding glass door, or the bathroom down the hall... You'd go into the backyard. Provided you're wearing shoes in that scenario, I guess. Some people's homes, mine now, you can't wear shoes.
In the house?
Yeah, you find yourself with sock feet.
Well, you just put a row of Crocs by. That's what we have. Row of Crocs by the back door. Yes, we do.
No.
You slip on a pair of Crocs and you can go out in the backyard.
Of Crocs along the back.
Got to take off your shoes when you come in the house and you can put on Crocs when you want to go out back. We have them in all sizes too, so our guests can use them as well. Everybody, slip on some Crocs. Go out in the backyard.
No, the answer's no.
And by the way, if I caught John peeing in our backyard, I'd be very upset.
You would not.
Yes, I would. What are you
doing?
Oh,
you don't
peeing? Are you trying to kill my bulbs?
You
Stop
don't
it.
Think Dick and Chumley Construction have gone back there a million times?
I do not, sir.
Really?
I don't. On the other side of the home ownership coin, it looks like Johnny Depp is going to have to sell 5 of his houses. Because his ex-business managers are trying to get him to pay back a massive loan that they gave him. They say he was living at a level that costs about $2 million a month.
Yeah.
That's what he was spending. And he just did not have that kind of money. I guess the big beef with the management group, which is the name of them, that's who he's suing. It started in June. He sued the company claiming it mishandled his money and took out loans in his name to the tune of $40 million. And they say, no, those loans were for you because you spend $2 million a month living. And now it looks like he's going to have to sell these 5 homes. They were collateral for this giant loan, and since he stopped paying, they want the properties. So there you go.
Johnny Depp's life.
Yeah, Johnny Depp. $2 million a month.
How in the world?
I don't know. Well, he lives large. I don't know how many houses he's got, if he's got 5 in L.A. And he was like, I'm not moving out of these houses. I'm like, you live in all those houses?
Well,
5 in L.A.?
Didn't you tell us that he had a main house and then bought all the houses around him?
Oh, that's right.
And one of the stories
I read,
because I like to read about Marilyn Manson, is that him and Johnny Depp are friends. Mm. They party a lot.
He's in the latest video.
Right. So him and Marilyn Manson are partying, and Marilyn had just, and listen, Marilyn's a rock star, has made some money, but he's no Johnny Depp.
Right.
And he had just purchased a new home, and while they were partying and getting ripped or whatever, Johnny had said, dude, I've got houses all over the place. You should have just moved into one of mine. And Manson was, of course, going, why didn't you tell me that before I spent $4 million on a new home? Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thanks, Johnny.
But apparently the joke was that the guy's got homes all in this same area.
Right.
They're all, like, right there. Like, just go down the street into my other home.
And he would love to have his friend Marilyn Manson throwing parties right down the street in one of his homes. That's probably why he didn't tell him. He wanted to seem like a good guy after the fact.
Maybe, sure.
What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Let's see. Apple's iPhone 10.
Oh.
Did you get one yet?
No.
Me neither. Fireworks make the news. Weird things we do but don't talk about.
Oh.
And more after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's You Tuesday. Be listening to Jane at 4:05 for your chance to win a flyaway to Las Vegas, where you get to check out the new U2 album with Bono and The Edge. It's a pretty freaking great prize. Today, 4:05 for You Tuesday. This part of the show is brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer.
Yeah.
That's right.
You got it.
Thank you. Winterland, it's completely sold out. The only way in is to win tickets, and we have our first pair today coming up at 9 o'clock. Make sure you're here for that.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Bay Club.
Oh.
Get back into your happy, healthy routine today with a free 3-day pass. Visit bayclubs.com/routine to get started. I'm a huge Bay Club fan, and go to the one in Los Gatos.
It'll make you very happy.
Where do you go?
Los Gatos.
Los Gatos.
I'm with you. Los Gatos.
Yeah, I always say Los Gatos.
I was going to say, I go to the Bay Club.
Mm-hmm.
That's my workaround. I just go left, Sarah. Sure. I don't want to say it more than I have to.
Los Gatos.
Here's what's happening.
All right, I'm ready.
The gunman that killed 26 people at a small town Texas church had a history of domestic violence that spanned years before the attack. And he was able to buy weapons body armor because the Air Force did not submit his criminal history to the FBI as required by military rules.
So they're going to be part of whatever lawsuit happens.
Which means we will be part of whatever lawsuit happens because it's a government agency,
right,
and our taxes support it. Therefore, whatever lawsuits happen will just land on the people.
So you can sue the Air Force. It's legal, and it's happened before.
Well, it's a huge oversight that a dude who was court-martialed and kicked out because he was beating him. I mean, I guess, I don't think it was his kid, right? It's his wife and her son, and he fractured the kid's skull. And I mean, no wonder his in-laws had problems with him.
Well, and on to that now. First of all, had all that information been properly shared, they would have prevented him from buying a gun. The Air Force is acknowledging that. Investigators also revealed that Kelly had sent the murderer had sent threatening text messages to his mother-in-law, a member at that church.
Mm-hmm.
So we now know why he went there. This was before the attack, say deputies. So
she wasn't there for that
service. She
wasn't
there, no, but that's why he went there. Mm. So, and the stories are out there about his domestic violence. It's
sad.
It's very bad. Yeah. He should have been barred from purchasing firearms and body armor because of his domestic violence conviction in 2014 while serving at Holloman Air Force Base in New Mexico. He was sentenced to a year in prison and kicked out of the military with a bad conduct discharge following two counts of domestic abuse against his wife and child. So, and firearm retailer Academy Sports also confirmed Monday that Kelly purchased two weapons from its stores after passing federal background checks this year and last. Mm. We don't know if those were the same guns used in the killings, but his ability to purchase guns at all highlights the Air Force's failure. He also should not have been able to buy the body armor. So that's the latest there.
That's great. I'm just getting exhausted by the shooting stories.
I just wanted to mention again real quick, if you're headed into town, Dreamforce is here. It's Salesforce. That's a company. They are doing their big event.
Week-long
event where they launch new products. They have celebrities, rock concerts. I think the concert's tonight, right?
Mm-hmm.
At AT&T.
Right.
I'll be there.
Oh, you're going to that?
Yeah, just for a little bit.
Will you be in a box seat with Chris Kelly or what?
No, I asked for, you know,
awesome
pass,
treatment.
But see if I can even.
They just gave you rabble passes.
Probably. I love
we
Alicia.
Got media passes, right?
Yeah, I love Alicia Keys and I love Lenny Kravitz. So just to see them together.
Lenny Kravitz, I don't push play on his CDs a lot, but he's one of the best shows. That guy just goes. He's another one of those guys. You see him live and you go. He's put in the time. He knows how to put on a show.
Mm-hmm.
How about a fast fact?
I love a fast fact. Fast fact.
Whatever.
Fact,
we, fact, you know what? We're just numb to the whole thing now.
It's all right, Hooman. Don't.
Let's see if he can even find it.
We're literally gonna just sit here and wait for it.
Let me see where it is.
Scanning the buttons. Scanning the buttons.
I forgot what number it was.
Okay.
It's not this one, is it?
No, I'm going to go ahead and just do this.
I love those.
The U.S. Department of Defense buys the most explosive devices in the world. Who do you think comes in at number two?
The mining industry.
Let me read this to you again.
Okay.
The U.S. Department of Defense buys the most explosive devices in the world. Who is number two?
It's a who? It's a one guy?
No.
I guess I'm going to stick with the mining industry. I don't know.
It's the Walt Disney Company.
Oh.
Because of all their fireworks shows.
Oh, funny.
For all their parks.
Wow.
They buy the second most explosive devices in the world. And while I'm on that, the Disney Research Department has been working on a new type of firework.
Is that so?
Ones that blind people can feel.
Oh. That's weird.
Is it?
Between the heat and the noise.
A big part of the Disney World and Disneyland experience is their fireworks show, which would be just a lot of noise if you're blind.
Yeah.
But to experience feeling fireworks, a person puts their hands on a large special screen. And then different nozzles shoot water in the pattern of the fireworks.
Oh.
And it makes noises to recreate the sound of those fireworks.
That's nice
of
them.
It's in the demo phase at the moment, but it's coming along. And they hope to make that available to sight-challenged people soon.
Isn't that nice of them?
That's fun, right?
Sure. Huh. I like that.
Yeah.
Maine lobster actually refers to a species of lobster called Homerus americanus.
Oh.
It doesn't necessarily mean it comes from Maine. They can come as far south as New Jersey.
Yeah.
Do you know that? Did you know that?
I did know that Maine lobster is not just lobsters from Maine.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize that was the name of it, but they are specific. They're a specific type of lobster. Like when I'm saying Maine lobster, I'm looking for a certain type of lobster as opposed to like lobsters from the West Coast that don't have the big claws and they just have the juicy tail.
As a person who likes to devour lobsters by the dozen.
Oh, you got a dozen? I'll give it a try.
Right.
Sure.
Do you only eat the Maine lobster?
I don't only eat Maine lobster. Uh-huh, that is my preference. But a lot of times when you get like a surf and turf, it's usually like a different lobster. Different kind of lobster tail. Like if you get surf and turf out here, it's got that, it's almost like a multicolored tail. You know the one I'm talking
right,
about.
Sure.
Right,
sure. Oh, yeah. But when you're in a restaurant and they're in that tank and you're just like, it doesn't matter. You're just eating those guys. Like, just,
well, those are all Maine lobsters.
Just
if you usually when you see, if they have the big claws on the front and they're kind of greenish blue and speckled, those are Maine lobsters.
And you just think, get in my belly.
Mm-hmm.
Get in there.
Get in my belly.
All right.
Put it in my mouth. I look at him, I go, I'm going to eat you.
That's what you think to yourself?
I am going to eat you. I can't wait to eat you.
That's what you think?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Oh, you make me hungry for lobster now.
Mm-hmm. John?
Yeah. It's hard to get lobster out here.
Here are some weird things we do, but don't talk about.
Okay.
This is a recent survey. Someone asked 1,500 people about things lots of us do, but never talk about. Some are boring everyday things. Some are gross.
Okay.
Some are just
weird.
I
figured some would be gross for sure. We don't talk about the gross stuff.
Here's one.
Okay.
When you sit down to eat in front of the TV, do you ever delay eating until you found something good to watch?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. 100%. Yes.
I don't really eat in front of the TV.
Oh,
honestly.
You don't?
No.
Oh.
I mean, I might get a bowl of popcorn or something.
Mm-hmm. You
but
don't
generally
eat in
it's because we've
TV? Just
not really. No. I mean,
is that a thing? Because you don't want the kids to do it. You don't want to give them license to start doing that themselves, or what is the deal?
I just. I don't know. I mean,
like
when
you get
I
get your
like,
bowl of cereal when you leave here, you don't sit down in front of the TV and mow that thing.
No, I sit at the table and I eat a bowl of cereal.
Well, okay.
I don't know.
Take it easy.
I'm afraid I'd spill it or it would. I don't know. I just want to eat at a table. I want to sit.
All right. Don't make us feel like barbarians. I mean, sheesh.
But I do eat. I'll eat popcorn on the couch and out of a bowl. But usually we already have picked a movie and then we've decided, and so we're going to make some snacks and. Press play. We're all seated.
All right.
Yeah.
82% of people say, yeah, yes, they delay eating until they found something good to watch. Mm. I think that's almost, you start trying to find something good and mm-hmm. you just, well, I got to get this done before
right.
I can do that.
Right. Yeah.
That just seems.
It does make sense.
That's just logic, really. Before you use the bathroom. Do you ever check behind the shower curtain to make sure no one's there?
I have done that.
You have?
Yes.
Because, like, you were 12 and your brothers lived there, or recently?
Oh, God, John.
It's because there might be a monster there.
Recently?
No, I don't have a shower curtain in my house, so it's just
this
I have
was
a glass door.
When you lived with your brother.
It's even just when
Tom.
I lived with any place that I had, especially late at night, like if I was reading a scary book or something, I'd whip the shower curtain back and...
And then what would happen?
Nothing. There would never be anything there. But, you know, you get kind of freaked out. You ever do that? Usually?
No.
37% of us have done it.
Have you?
No. No. But I understand that we do have different thought processes. Men and women do, for sure. Mm. I don't.
And at a party,
I don't think
do
anyone
that.
Wants to look at me. And I don't think anyone is going to jump out and try to do stuff to me either.
See, that's the last place you want to get attacked is while you're on the toilet. Because then, you know, there you are.
On the toilet.
Down, halfway done peeing and some marauder is in there. But at a party, I'll for sure, I would always check.
These are weird things we do but don't talk about. A bunch of people were asked a bunch of questions, and here's another one of them. Do you ever smell your dirty underwear to see if you can wear it again?
No.
No. Do you?
Absolutely not.
No. Once underwear comes off completely,
yeah,
it's usually
off. Yeah, that's the
off.
End of that. Like, right. I'll buy extra underwear before I re-wear
I have
underwear.
Smelled my underwear to see if I'm just a stinky pig, but mm-hmm. I have never thought... Well, they're not bad. I could use them again.
Mm. Were you a stinky pig?
Depends. Like my running shorts after a run, they're pretty.
Give those a good whiff.
They're
dude.
Bogus, dude. It's a bummer. Yeah, it's that musky man stink that
yeah,
you
no,
just
I'm,
got.
I'm
I gotta
very
shower.
Familiar
this
with
is
it.
So gross. What do you mean you're very familiar?
There's
with
a
it?
Funk
from dudes.
Special dude funk.
Yeah. What?
I was just saying funk.
Oh, you just wanted to, right.
Funk.
Anyway, 38% of people said, yeah, I smell my dirty underwear to see if I can wear it again. 38%. Mm. So, you know, a percentage of people of the in the room you're in now
yeah.
are wearing two-day-old underwear.
I might smell a shirt to see if I can wear it again. Like, do I need to wash this? Especially something that's like a dry cleaner.
Well,
thing.
I was going to say a dry cleaner.
Like oh, my God, you guys. Check this out.
This is fine.
You know how I went to Aladdin on
Saturday?
Yes.
Saturday. So me and the fam, we get up. I make pancakes. We're getting ready to go. I put on an actual dry clean button shirt mm-hmm. that's been pressed. I look good. Mm-hmm. I look my best mm-hmm. possible. I got nice slacks on. And so
you're going to the theater.
So I'm going with my family into the city on an adventure. And I go downstairs. The girls start getting ready. I make myself a smoothie. I'm hanging out, waiting for them. They come down. And the missus goes, oh, my God, already?
And oh, I'm what like, have you done?
She spilled.
What? I have...
Oh, you spilled.
Running down the front of my button shirt from my smoothie.
Oh,
my blueberry smoothie.
Oh, no.
What happened?
I don't know. I just used the thing that it I made it in.
Like a bullet or something?
It's a bullet. Exactly right. So you take the top off and you just drink it right from that.
And it leaks out the sides because there's all that runging where you screw the thing
on. Such a bummer.
I think she noticed it then.
I would have noticed it, I'm sure, had I
looked down at yourself ever.
Into my day. Probably at the gas station.
And so how far would you have gotten without turning back? You just would have had to turn back.
I would have seen it at the gas station. I would have turned back for sure because it was that bad.
Mm.
Such a bummer, too. I think the shirt's dust, right? It's got to be.
No.
Not if you immediately put some soap.
I tore it right off and threw it in the floor.
I would still take it.
Is it a nice button-down shirt?
Sometimes it is. It was one of my nice. Like, I've only got a few nice ones, and that was it.
Take it back.
You can actually point out stains to them, and they'll put a pin in them so that they make sure that they
work hard on it.
Yeah. They might be able to. Blueberry, though. Blueberry's tough, but they might be able to. They might.
It's dark purple.
They've got all kinds of industrial cleaners there.
Have you ever picked your nose and eaten it?
No.
Who would do that?
Oh my God.
Now the reason why he's doing this story becomes clear.
No. Yeah. Other things are there too. There's other stuff.
Right. You didn't read that and go, I can't wait to do this one.
A third of people said yes. Sarah. They say here it's not just gross dudes doing it too. 30% of women said yes to that one.
No, they didn't.
So yeah, they did.
No girl's ever done that.
All right. I don't have time for the text messages, but those are next. Thank you.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.